And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, I've been trying to get her to come on for, well, a few months. The one and only Sunshine Ballou. If you don't know who she is, what are you doing with your life, man? You got to meet Sunshine. She's a real, real amazing gal. Sunshine Ballou, she is with Metro West Realty. You've probably seen her billboards. Maybe you've seen her pop up on social media as a West Georgia realtor. But Sunshine is a very knowledgeable, very friendly, very helpful person. So I thought it might be cool to do a show based around the do's and don'ts of buying a new home. Now, don't get it twisted. Sunshine here, she has many, many hats that she wears. I got to know her through Keep Carol Beautiful when she was serving on the board. Sunshine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm fantastic. So, first off, why don't we just tell us a little bit about you? Because I'm doing just a terrible job talking about you.
Well, I've grown up in Carroll County my entire life. I love Georgia. I love Carrollton. And so my husband and I have lived here. We've been married for almost 13 years this year. My husband is Neil Ballou. He owned the Ballou's Music here in town for 10 years. And so a lot of our things that we do is connected with music. And so I've been a CASA volunteer for 5 years. I'm a huge advocate for children. And then I've been on the board of Keep Carol Beautiful for this will be my third year coming up, and really adamant about the environment. So
excellent. Well, I know that's true. The proof is in the pudding. I've seen you out there helping clean up trash and participating in a lot of the Keep Carol Beautiful events. But you found your passion in real estate. How did this happen?
Well, even when I was a little girl, I would draw different houses and try to design where the bathroom should go and what the deck should look like. So it's following a childhood passion of mine. But as an adult, I've realized that it's a legal contract that people are entering into, and I want to be an advocate for them so they understand exactly what they're getting into as far as a contract goes. And then I'm like a little investigator too, because I go into a home, especially for my buyers, and really want to look to see if there's any issues with the home. Most homes do have issues, even new construction, but you really want to just be aware of that, and so you know if you want to put an offer on that home or not.
Ooh, legal contract. That sounds scary. So that's why you're on the show. Make it a little less scary for people listening, because look, I've went through the home buying process with my wife. And it's, it's a stressful thing. You don't really know what it's going to be like until you're there. And if you're listening and you've already done it, you've bought a house or you've sold a house, as I have discovered it, you can always find out after the fact that you did some stuff wrong and you have to, try to do better on your next pass when you get another house. So, Sunshine, take it away. What are the do's and don'ts of buying a new home?
Okay, well, thank you so much, Josh. What I'd like to do is just talk about a couple of do's. The first thing, what a lot of people look at, is they start looking online at houses. The first step is you really want to get pre-approved. Lots of lenders, local lenders in town that many realtors like to use. And so when you put an offer in on a home, it's really ideal to use a local realtor rather than, LendingTree or some of the national companies. The other things to keep in mind is just pay your bills on time. You really want to make sure that, if you're going to set yourself up for success and approval, you want to pay your bills on time. Auto pay is a great way to do that. So just make sure you can do that.
And that's like prior to buying the house to make sure that you have solid credit, or just throughout the process?
Throughout the process, from start to finish. And hopefully even after closing, you're still paying your bills on time. But throughout the process, up until closing, you really want to make sure that you stay on top of your game. So some don'ts is don't look at houses that you can't afford. You might get really excited about houses, but you get really excited and just to have it, be a disappointment for you. And so just keeping in mind that you want to look at houses that are in your price range. Other things to keep in mind, too, is don't put a large sum of money in your bank account. Even 6 months ahead of time, the lenders will go back and look at your bank account. I had one of my buyers. he had sold a four-wheeler and kept the money in a safe. Well, 6 months prior to him buying, he decided to take that cash money out of his safe and put it in his bank account. The lenders did not like that, and there were a lot of questions surrounding that large sum of money. So even thinking 6 months in advance, you really want to make sure that you just have a stable bank account.
Now, why does that bother lenders? Why does that make them uneasy?
Because lenders are concerned about money laundering and illegal practices, and so they want to make sure that nothing fraudulent is going on with your bank account or with money going into real estate.
Oh, so you're making sure you're not like Walter White and just laundering tons of drug money. Okay, that makes sense.
All right. So a couple of other do's is check out the neighborhood at different times of day. You know, you can use the Google Street View. That's really an easy way to do that if you're just at your home and you don't want to really drive around. You can use Google Earth so you can see what is in the surrounding area. But to really get a clear understanding of the type of neighborhood, you want to see it at different times of day. Another thing to keep in mind is don't fall in love with every home that you see.
My wife definitely did that. Every house we'd go look at, we looked like 40. And it's like everyone we'd look at, it was just like, this is it. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't think so.
Yeah, you want to make sure that, you know, you try to keep your emotions out of it because there will always be another great home. If you keep in mind that, you know, the looking at the qualities and seeing beyond just the immediate, if there's wallpaper on the wall or if there's an area of the home that you're not crazy about, it still might be a winner. So just keeping your mind and your options open. So you want to look at least three homes. You don't want to just jump right out. I had one of my first time home buyers and they really liked a house and it already went under contract and they had never even looked at a home. So I would encourage you to at least look at three homes before you decide to make an offer.
I see that. I bet that's something that folks fall into a lot. Like they, you know, they find that one. They don't check it out at different times of day. They find out that you got noisy neighbors or something like that. I mean, I know people personally that have experienced that. You know, they'll find that perfect house and then they don't go at night or they don't go during the day and then they'll get the home and then they find out that, you know, at night the neighbor works on Volkswagens until 4 a.m. and that's a true story. And they're like super loud and it's like you guys can't sleep, you know.
Well, and you really want to consider the resale value because you're probably not going to be in that home forever, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. You're probably going to be in the home 3 to 5 years is usually the average. So you want to consider where the schools are, where the neighborhood is, the road condition. If it's really hard to get out of your driveway, it can make it a challenge to resell the house. Of course, noise that you just mentioned and the future development of that area. So those are all things to consider when you're purchasing a home, not just the immediate, you know, if it looks nice and the neighborhood looks nice, but what will happen down the road.
I see. Interesting. All right. Well, there are plenty more do's and don'ts in regards to buying your new home. And we're going to be right back with Sunshine and talk all about those right after a word from our sponsors.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Uran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, Sunshine Ballou. You might know her as a Keep Carol Beautiful board member, maybe as a CASA volunteer. But today, she's a West Georgia real estate agent with West Georgia Realtor. Well, Metro West Realty. And she has done me a kindness by coming in the studio today and giving a little bit of information for our listeners regarding the do's and don'ts of buying a new home. Very few things are as stressful as buying a new home. And I'll be honest with you, just in the few minutes that we've been talking, I already feel a little less stressed. So, Sunshine, what are some don'ts about buying a home? Because we've been talking a bit about the do's. So,
all right. Well, don't buy anything on credit while you are purchasing a home. So if you've been looking and eyeing this furniture at Rooms to Go or another place, you don't want to go out and buy the furniture for your new home before you actually close on the home, because that can cause you to not be approved for your loan. Another thing, you would think it would be something that you wouldn't have to mention, but some people have done it, is change jobs. Do not change your job when you are considering purchasing a home and going through that process. Sometimes, you know, you can get upset and things, but just work it out, and at least until you close the house, and then you can decide to change jobs. Don't shift your money around before the loan closes. So if you decide that you want to consolidate your debt, you may think that that's going to put you in a better position for the loan. But if you have already, you know, been pre-approved, you really don't want to shift any money around. You want to make it look like you're as stable as possible. Hopefully you are stable as possible.
So that suggests instability when you're moving stuff around. And I guess that'd be the same thing for the job. If you get a different job, it, you know, even if it was an upgrade, it's still, well, you're not really stable.
Exactly.
So I don't know if we want to trust you with this money.
Exactly. You don't want to start banking a new institution. So if your bank charges you a lot of fees and you get really upset about that, just wait until after your home closes before you decide to change banks.
Wow, that's a good piece of advice. I didn't know that.
So another thing that a lot of people don't notice or don't realize is we are all surrounded with video cameras. If you go look at a house with your realtor, what I would suggest is don't comment on the property while you are still on the property. The homeowners could possibly be recording you. And if you say something that might offend them, they may not decide to take your offer. So just really keep in mind that whenever you go on the property, keep the comments to yourself and share those with your realtor outside of the home.
Have you seen this happen? Has this happened?
This has happened multiple times. Not with me, but I'm sure with other agents in my office.
Wow. I'm shook. I didn't know that was a thing. Well, it definitely pays to be careful.
Yeah, it's just you're always being mindful of you being recorded. And so if you just say a comment that's like, oh, I really don't like this, or if you say something that, again, offends them personally, then there is a possibility that they may not accept your offer or don't even want you back on the property.
Yeah, and by that point, you've already thought about how perfect the house is, and you didn't realize that you weren't a big fan of the fireplace, and they remembered it, and now they have a grudge, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, and they have them even on the outside of the home, too. So even if you're talking in the driveway, you really want to make sure that you've totally exited the property before you start, sharing
critiquing
any comments. And on the flip side of that, too, you could get really excited about the house, and the homeowners could overhear that. And, a lot of real estate is posturing and, you know, letting them know that, you know, you're interested, but not letting them know that this is the house that you would die over and pay, you know, way more money for. So it's just to keep in mind as being the buyer, and as I am being an advocate for the buyer, to make sure that you restrain your emotions.
Okay, so I think I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask, why should you not get too excited and be giddy and stuff in front of the buyers?
You mean the sellers?
The sellers, I mean. Yeah.
Again, because the sellers might think that you may pay a whole lot more for their home.
There it is.
And you want to make sure that you are paying, what the home is valued at.
Okay. Okay.
Another thing that you want to keep in mind too is just realizing what that home is worth. You know, talking about this subject, you know, you can look online and see all of the different, you know, homes, but a realtor can actually help you with knowing what the true value is of that home, if it's overpriced. I think most people know if it's a good deal, but it's really challenging to know if a home is overpriced. And so that's where a realtor can help you out.
So they can connect you with someone they trust to do an appraisal on the house, for example?
No, not necessarily. Realtors do a competitive market analysis for their sellers. We can look at homes that have recently sold in the area and look at the square footage and make comparisons to see if that home is priced right.
Excellent. Right on. Well, what about some more do's? What are some more things that we should be proactive about when buying a new home?
Okay, well, I definitely think the first thing is you need to understand, just because you qualify for $200,000, you have to realize, are you going to be able to afford that $200,000 house? A lot of people are qualify for more, but they really don't understand what their monthly payment or what their down payment might be. So if you have questions about that, I would encourage you to talk to your lender, so that way they can help you understand what that monthly payment would look like. Because usually taxes are rolled into their monthly payment. And so you just want to recognize, if even though you've qualified for maybe $250,000, you may only feel comfortable with a $200,000 monthly payment.
I see.
I think the biggest thing too is read over the contract. These contracts are very large, and if you would like to get a contract ahead of time and even take it to an attorney, it is highly recommended, because it is a legal binding contract, and you can get into liability issues if you decide to back out of the contract for any reason after the due diligence period. And I'd like to mention the due diligence period. Most people don't know about that, but again, you want to read over the contract. And also, if you are going into a community where there's an HOA, you want to make sure that you understand the covenants and restrictions. A lot of buyers have purchased a home, for instance, and they have not recognized what those covenants are. So maybe they had a camper or a trailer or a boat that they wanted to park at their home and did not know that the covenants were so restrictive that they were not allowed to do that. Maybe they were thinking of buying a home and then renting it out later and using it as a rental property. So certain HOAs are very restrictive and may not allow that. So you want to make sure that, you know, for not just purchasing the home, you know, at the beginning, but as you have owned the property, if it's really going to work for you.
So HOAs, their covenants, their restrictions, they make their way onto the actual contract for the home.
Yes, they do. And wow. Now there is a part of the contract. It's an additional contract that is the community disclosure. And sometimes you don't get covenants with that. So I highly, highly recommend that if you are, you know, purchasing a home that's in an HOA community, that you get those covenants and you understand what those are before you sign the contract, because those are limiting to your personal property rights.
Probably one of the best pieces of advice that you're giving today. Definitely get an attorney you can trust to read over the contract and make sure that you're not missing something.
Exactly. And sometimes in this market too, you may not have enough time to do that when you're making an offer on a home. So my suggestion is to get a contract ahead of time. Many realtors in this area, we all use just a pre-printed straight from the Georgia Association of Realtors. So they're all very standard forms that we're just filling in the blanks. And so I would encourage you to talk to an attorney and show them that form ahead of time so you understand what it means.
Excellent. Well, we will be right back to talk a bit more about the do's and don'ts of buying your new home right after a word from our sponsor.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Urien, headmaster, inviting you to join us for admissions open house Thursday, January 23rd at 9 a.m. Register today at oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio, the one and only Sunshine Ballou with a West Georgia Realtor, Metro West Realty. So you're with Metro West Realty, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But your group is...
My personal is I'm the West Georgia Realtor.
Perfect.
So that's, if that's on Instagram and that's on Facebook.
How has no one got that yet? That's such a good title. Such a good name. All right. Yeah, I'm joining Sunshine Ballou is joining me in the studio today. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of buying a new home. She definitely enlightened me. So if you're just tuning in, be sure to go to the Graddock Communications website and check out the podcast of this episode. If you are entertaining the idea of buying a new home or selling your home or whatever, definitely give this episode a listen. So you mentioned the due diligence period. You have a bit more to expound upon the due diligence period.
Yeah, so when you enter in a contract, there is a stipulation for the due diligence period. Normally, that's anywhere from 7 to 14 days. Obviously, if you're a buyer, you want that extended as long as possible. During that time period, after you've put your money down or your earnest money for to show that you're a strong buyer for the home, you have that period where you can have a home inspection. Highly recommended any house that you get a home inspection. During that time period, you can get a home inspection. You can get radon testing, which is highly recommended for certain types of homes. And we can talk about that in just a moment. But you want to keep in mind that once that due diligence period is over, you are legally bound in that contract. And if you decide to back out for any reason, you can lose your earnest money. So if you've put $1,000 or $2,000 down on the house to show that you're a strong buyer, if you have not backed out during that due diligence period, you will lose that money.
Wow, not good.
So it's just really important. During the due diligence period, you can get any type of inspections that you want. So say there's an issue with the roof. Well, what you would like to do is you would call in an expert roofer to give you an estimate on what that, you know, what the replacement or what the repairs might be. And then that's the time to negotiate your contract to see if you can get the sellers to work with you to maybe you guys either come up with repairs or you come out with, you know, more money towards closing. But you have to do it during that due diligence period, because once that ends, you are legally bound to the terms of that contract.
Definitely. Excellent. Now, you mentioned radon.
Yeah, so radon is an odorless gas. It can contribute to lung cancer. There's certain areas that you want to be mindful of, Villa Rica specifically, and Douglasville, and along that line. Of course, you can see there's a certain areas where you can see rock. Of course, there's a rock quarry in Lithia Springs. So all along that area, it seeps out into the ground. And if you have a home that has a basement, you really want to be mindful that it has radon testing. Now, you can ask for an extension of the due diligence period. And it is highly recommended that if you are going to do radon testing, that you ask for an extension of the due diligence period, just because the testing can come back and it can be delayed. So that's something to keep in mind.
Excellent. Right on. So, all right. Well, Sunshine, what are some stuff you got going on? Where can people see you? I know that you have a few events that are coming up.
Well, I do have a few events. Thank you. Of course, you can see me on social media. I'm going to be hosting a poetry reading at Terramar Wellness Center, February the 12th. So I've hosted a few events there, and I like to do community events where they're just doing something a little different.
Yeah, shout out to Terramar. Good friends of mine, Janine, Willie, and them. They're great people.
Yeah, and then tomorrow I'll be at the Campus and Community Resource Fair for the University of West Georgia representing Keep Carroll Beautiful. We have a litter index coming up February 4th and 5th. We're always looking for volunteers, so if you want to measure the amount of litter that's out there on the roads, please feel free to contact us. We have a Great Greenbelt cleanup on Saturday, March the 21st. We're always looking for volunteers to do that. And CASA also has their training February the 5th. So if you're interested in being an advocate for CASA, please feel free to contact me. I'll be happy to answer any questions or concerns regarding that. And then the grand night for CASA is March the 14th.
And what brought you, what got you involved in CASA?
Well, you know, that's something that I've always been an advocate for children. And, you know, my granddad was abused when he was young. And, you know, the thing with him is, you know, if he had had an advocate, if he had someone to speak up for him, maybe he would not have been abused or, you know, something that really speaks to me. So during my swearing in, after I became a CASA before he passed away, he came to my swearing in. And so I do it as a tribute, obviously, to children and in honor of him.
That's beautiful. And what got you involved in Keep Care Beautiful?
Oh, the environment. There's so much trash everywhere. Please stop littering. If you hear this and you are littering, please stop.
Oh, yeah. You're riding around all the time looking at houses, so I bet you see litter. A lot of us probably don't.
You know, I know it drives a lot of people crazy, and you kind of try to wrap my head around why do people litter. But, you know, we're always looking for groups. So if you're looking for some service hours, Keep Carroll Beautiful makes it very, very easy. We provide all of the supplies. So if you're looking to do some sort of volunteering, and you know, you don't want to have a set schedule, but you want to do something, that's a great way to get involved.
Yeah, that's a good point. And as I used to tout all the time in public presentations on behalf of Keep Carroll Beautiful, hey man, and it actually ties into what we're talking about today, if you want the property value for your home or business or whatever to go up, keep everything clean. That's just a It's been studied, you know, thousands of times. Overall, if your litter index is lower, there's less trash. For the most part, where you live is just a more appealing place to live, and folks want to open businesses there and buy houses. So,
absolutely,
that's definitely something to keep in mind. All right, so we only have a couple of minutes left here. So, with those 2 minutes, let us know your socials, websites, and any parting words you'd like to give to the West Georgia audience.
Okay, well, thank you. So my Facebook is West Georgia Realtor. My Instagram is West Georgia Realtor, so it's really easy to find. You know, please feel free to reach out to me with any questions, concerns, comments. I'm planning to do lots more videos this coming up year with school tours, community events. So if there's something that you would like to see, please reach out to me, and I'll be happy to post a video or find out more information about that.
And if you're interested in possibly buying a home or selling a home, I guess you do both, right? I don't know much
absolutely.
About being a real estate agent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Reach out and contact Sunshine Blue. Sunshine, thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Josh. I hope West Georgia has a wonderful and beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Slowly.